Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Herb Score. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Herb Score. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting seventh, the catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Don Larson. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Larson covering, for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey takes first base on ball four. Tuttle moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a pop-up towards first. Sievers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Freeze settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0-for-1 in the game. Seavers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Seavers reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0-for-1 in the game. Freeze bunts towards third. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Freeze. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Freeze steals second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaburn. Landis reaches second base with a double. Lawler moves to third. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0-for-1 in the game. Score strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0-for-1 in the game. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle bunts towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Larson moves to second. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Larson moves to third. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle who is chasing the ball. Smith reaches third base with a triple. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herb Score is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Score is 0 for 2 in the game. Score bunts towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. Aparicio moves to second. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Don Larson. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Johnson now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso strikes out. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freeze bunts in front of the plate. Daly fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Freeze. The throw from Daly and he is safe. Freeze steals second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Smith hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3 to nothing, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.